Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 96 for Friday, October 9th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was narrowly mixed on Friday as competing outside forces kept the values near unchanged heading into the Thanksgiving long weekend. Canola was up a dollar to down a dollar, the November contract down 50 cents at the close at $469.50 per ton. That contract had been down by as much as $5 earlier in the day, but a bullish reaction to today's monthly supply-demand report from the USDA gave soybeans a boost, and that was supportive for canola and helped take the Canadian oilseed off its lows. However, canola was unable to hold above unchanged itself, as a strong Canadian dollar kept values in Winnipeg under pressure. Steady farmer selling contributed to the relative softness in canola, although weather-related delays to the final stages of this year's harvest in some parts of the prairies did provide support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were up, but corn and wheat were both mostly lower, as traders there reacted to the USDA report. Soybean futures were up 3 to 4 cents, the November contract up 4 at 8.86 per bushel. The USDA lowered its acreage projections for this year's soybean crop and is now forecasting production at 3.88 billion bushels. That's only down slightly from both the September estimate and the year-ago number, but the immediate reaction was bullish, with many traders now expecting even smaller crops in subsequent reports. The USDA also lowered its expectations for world soybean ending stocks, but supplies will still be well ahead of the previous year's level. Corn was down 5 to 8 cents at the close, the December contract down 8 at 3.83 per bushel. The corn numbers were unexpectedly bearish, including an upward revision to U.S. yields and a production number at the high end of trade guesses. Wheat was steady to down 3 cents after bouncing around both sides of unchanged, the December contract in Chicago down 2 at 5.09 per bushel. While both U.S. and world wheat stocks beat average trade expectations in today's USDA report, many analysts had anticipated even more burdensome supplies. Recent weather concerns in some wheat-growing regions of the world, including Australia and Russia, also underpinned wheat markets. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, October 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.